are his plenary portions, and the portions of his plenary portions. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prachayana Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhastachyade Jatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Vachikapatarubhyas Chakripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So today everything's focused on Lord Nityananda, and as we heard earlier, there are different programs which will take place at different points during the course of the day, and indeed in about half an hour Jayapataka Maharaj is going to give a class also. So we thought that here we could focus a little more on the philosophical aspect, you could say, the position of Lord Nityananda. Who is Lord Nityananda? Like this, some of the background. Because Lord Nityananda, he is very extraordinary personality. Actually, if we are to try to understand a little bit Lord Nityananda, then in one sense we have to begin by trying to understand a little bit Lord Balaram. Because as Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, Lord Balaram is Lord Nityananda. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya Balaram Hoyalo Yutai. That Lord Chaitanya is none other than the combined form of Radha and Krishna. Actually, he's Krishna, but he's in the mood of Radharani. And of course, the mood of Radharani cannot be separated from Radharani. It is not exactly that there is Radharani and then there's her mood. They are one, really, essentially. But still, in terms of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, we understand Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in the mood of Radharani. And in that sense, he's the combined form of Radha and Krishna. But Lord Nityananda, he's very much Lord Balaram. And he's very much in the mood of Lord Balaram. Srila Jiva Goswami makes the point in one of his writings that if you ask Krishna who is the Supreme Absolute Truth, who is God, if you ask Krishna, Jiva Goswami says that Krishna replies, me. But if you ask Lord Balaram who is the Absolute Truth, who is God, Lord Balaram says, Krishna. So, even though they are the same person, more so than the different expansions, avatars, plenary portions, parts of plenary portions, etc. Even though they are really the same person, just in different bodies with different colors.
But still, there's a difference in mood. And that difference is that Krishna generally, he's in the mood. He's basically fixed in that position that I am God. I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. And like this. This is Krishna. He is God and he knows it. But the fact is that actually being a devotee is nicer than being God. So Lord Balaram, even though he's God, you could say practically just as much as Krishna. He has all 64 opulences. And he's really the complete personality of Godhead, not just an expansion or in the sense of something somewhat partial or somewhat reduced. He's directly the supreme absolute truth. But Lord Balaram has this, he has caught this point that being a devotee is nicer. So that's his mood. Lord Balaram is always in that mood of being the devotee of Krishna. And so he's always trying to facilitate Krishna and assist Krishna and like this. And in relation to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda is the same. He's very much in the mood of being the devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He's very much and wholly and solely in the mood that Lord Chaitanya is my Lord, and pleasing him is my business in life, and fulfilling his mission is my mission, and that's all. This is Lord Nityananda. Who is Balaram? This is the nature of Lord Balaram. So we see that in terms of Lord Balaram, because Lord Balaram is so much in this mood of being the servant of Krishna, he expands in so many ways. A few things are mentioned here. And then, as we said, there are five verses here. They're like the definitive verses establishing the position of Lord Nityananda right here in the very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, just following several verses which are doing the same thing in regard to Lord Chaitanya. So, in these different verses, we don't have so much time, we won't read them all, but basically, as stated in this verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is pointing out that Lord Nityananda, he is expanding as Karanadakshaya Vishnu, Gabadakshaya Vishnu, Shiradakshaya Vishnu, Anantashesh, he is Sankarshan in the first quadruple expansion, Vasudev Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. In fact, the whole quadruple, all the four members are actually coming from him. And then there's a second quadruple expansion with the same names, and they're coming from the Sankarshan in the first quadruple, who's coming from Balaram. And it goes on, and it really goes on, actually. It really goes on. That the spiritual world, of course, everything is coming from Krishna, but in the direct sense, the spiritual world is resting on the potency of Lord Balaram, actually, to facilitate Krishna. So Krishna can simply enjoy. Lord Balaram expands his energy as the spiritual realm, all the Vaikuntha planets, Goloka, etc. Then Balaram, as we read, via Sankarshan, Mahasankarshan, then via the second Sankarshan, second quadruple, then he expands as Mahavishnu, then from him Garbhadaksha Vishnu, then he expands to become Shiradaksha Vishnu, then he's Anantashesh, and then in Goloka, he is Krishna's house. He is Krishna's clothes. He is Krishna's shoes. He is Krishna's umbrella. He is Krishna's... Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, a little later on, talking about Lord Balaram, says, there is nothing that he is not. There's nothing he's not. Even he expands in all the different rasas. He's even present in the conjugal rasa as Ananga Manjari, the younger sister of Srimati Radharani. So this is all Lord Balaram. He's so much in the mood of serving Krishna. He's so much in the mood. So it's very amazing. Even sometimes you see a picture of baby Krishna lying on a banyan leaf, which is floating on some water, and little baby Krishna is sucking his toe. I'm sure you've seen such a picture before. So actually one devotee asked Krishna, why are you sucking your toe when Krishna was there on the leaf sucking his toe? Why are you sucking your toe? And Krishna said, well, so many of my devotees say, they just keep saying, my lotus feet are very sweet, and I wanted to find out. And Krishna said, and yes, I can attest to the fact that my lotus feet are sweet. And then Krishna floated away on the banyan leaf, continuing to suck his toe. Jiva Goswami explains that banyan leaf is Lord Balaram. So there's nothing which Lord Balaram is not, in one sense. In other words, he is just so much possessed of this mood of being the servant. Even though he's the first expansion and he is directly equal to Krishna, more than anybody else, more than any other form of the Lord. And, you know, if anyone other than Krishna has the right to stand up and say, listen, I'm God, it's him, but he doesn't do it. Generally, at least, he's just completely in that mood of being the servant. And this is the mood of Lord Nityananda, because Balaram, Hoyalo, Nitai, they are the same person. Balaram, Nitai. The mood is the same. So therefore, we find in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya has his mission, Patita Pavana Hetu, Tava Avatar. Srila Narottam Das Thakur sings that you have descended. Why have you descended? Patita Pavana Hetu. The reason is because you're the deliverer of the fallen. Of course, there's also Lord Chaitanya's inner reasons wanting to taste the the position of Srimati Radharani, that's there. But otherwise, in terms of Lord Chaitanya's mission as Patita Pavana, Lord Nityananda has embraced this mission wholeheartedly, completely, totally. And as one of our acharyas sings, Tar Sakshi Jagai Madai. The evidence is Jagai and Madai. Actually, he's referring to Lord Chaitanya, but we can also apply it. The evidence of Lord Nityananda accepting the mission of Lord Chaitanya as his life and soul, completely 108%, is Jagai and Madai. It's Jagai and Madai. Because it's said that, in fact, Jiva Goswami makes the point, that demon who Lord Ramachandra would kill, Krishna would spare his life. And there's an example, actually. That demon who Lord Krishna would kill, Lord Chaitanya would spare his life. But that demon, those demons who Lord Chaitanya would kill, Lord Nityananda would spare their lives, but not just spare their lives. Lord Nityananda gave them Krishna Prema. So, Tar Sakshi Jagai Madai, the evidence is Jagai and Madai, because I think everybody here knows the story of Jagai and Madai very well. And towards the end, Lord Chaitanya, when Madai struck Lord Nityananda and hurt him badly, there was blood even over his clothes, and it was a very nasty situation. Lord Chaitanya just burst on the scene, crying out, Chakra, Chakra. And he was just going to destroy them on the spot, both Jagai and Madai. But Lord Nityananda pleaded with Lord Chaitanya that you are Patita Pavana. This is why you've come. And here they are. Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the fallen. Here they are. These two are actually the most fallen. Sometimes, you know, we use this term, the most fallen. But who is actually the most fallen? To be the most fallen, that's quite an accomplishment, actually. There are many competitors for that title. You know, people are just trying their best. But Jagai and Madai, they had achieved it. They were just too much, totally off the scale. So they were actually the most fallen. And Lord Nityananda appealed to Lord Chaitanya that, look, you are Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the fallen. Here they are. These are the very ones. You must deliver them. And he told Lord Chaitanya, don't worry, I'll take responsibility for them. I'll look after them and, you know, train them up. And then Lord Chaitanya agreed. So then Jagai and Madai, they were delivered from their drastically fallen condition They were saved, but not just saved, like liberated. They became great devotees. They became members of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's entourage. They became members of the devotee community. And they achieved love of God by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes a very interesting point. He says that if we want to understand a person, who is any person? Then it's not really a matter of looking at their body. They're tall or short or male or female. You have to understand their mood, their personality, who they are, what their life is about. And so who is Lord Chaitanya? What is his life about? What is he about? What is the essence of his personality? He is Patitapava. He is the deliverer of the fallen. This is who is Lord Chaitanya. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes the point that Lord Nityananda, as the devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he had caught that point so strongly, so clearly, that my master's mission, the focal point of his life, is to deliver the fallen. And he had embraced that as his own mission so much, even more than Lord Chaitanya had, in one sense. In one sense, even more than Lord Chaitanya had, because he delivered Jagai and Madhai and gave them love of God. So, therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes the point, I mean, it's a little subtle, slightly esoteric point, that in that sense, because Lord Nityananda had grasped and made his own the mission of Lord Chaitanya even more than Lord Chaitanya had made it his own, in one sense, you could say Lord Nityananda is more one with Lord Chaitanya than Lord Chaitanya is one with himself. Anyway, forgive me if that's a bit on the esoteric side. But this is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Because he understood the heart of Lord Chaitanya, and he made his heart the same. So yes, this is Lord Nityananda. He is very, very extraordinary personality. And he appeared on this day. We know, in the case of Lord Chaitanya, we know very well, it's recorded very clearly. He appeared on the Gaupanima day in 1486, according to our Western calendar. In the case of Lord Nityananda, it's not defined to our knowledge. It's not defined so clearly exactly what year he appeared in. We know he appeared on this day. But the year is not absolutely clear as it is with Lord Chaitanya. However, it is accepted amongst many Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Of course, you know, they're all different types of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. But many of them at least say it was 12 years before Lord Chaitanya, 1474. At least it was something like that. 12, 13, 14 years, something before Lord Chaitanya. You know, time is such a thing. I've sort of run out of my time. Is Jaipataka Maharaj on hand? No? Well, I guess I can just ramble on for the time being. There's a very interesting description in the fifth chapter of the Adi Leela. In the fifth chapter of the Adi Leela, that is the chapter which is dedicated. It's titled The Glories of Lord Nityananda Balaram. So it's all about Lord Nityananda and discussing all these different points in so many ways. There's a very interesting aspect of the subject which is referred to here and described in the course of a few verses, but which many devotees, at least in my experience, it may not be so clear to them. It's mentioned here, and I thought I'd just touch on it. Nityananda Surupa Purave Haya Lakshmana Lagubrata Hayakare Ramira Sevana. Lord Nityananda Swarup formerly appeared as Lakshman and served Lord Ramachandra as his younger brother. The activities of Lord Ram were full of suffering, but Lakshman of his own accord tolerated that suffering. As a younger brother, he could not stop Lord Ram from his resolution, and so he remained silent, although unhappy in his mind. When Lord Krishna appeared, he, Balaram, became his elder brother to serve him to his heart's content and make him enjoy all sorts of happiness. Ram and Lakshman then entered into Krishna and Balaram when they appeared. So the point here is, it's a very interesting point, that when Krishna and Balaram appeared as Ram and Lakshman, Lakshman was the younger brother. And there were three occasions, particularly in Lord Ram's pastimes, where Lakshman, as the younger brother, had to do some things which he didn't want to do and which pained him greatly and actually frustrated him greatly. This is what is being referred to here. First was when Lord Ram went chasing after the deer because Sita wanted it. Lakshman said, no, look, there's something wrong with this deer. It's a trick. Don't do it. But Lord Ram said, no, Sita wants it, and don't worry, I'll be okay. But we all know what happened there. Lakshman, because he's the younger brother, he couldn't do anything. He had to obey his brother. He couldn't tell Ram, don't do it, stop. He just had to say, oh, okay. And then eventually Sita sort of forced him to go and look for Ram, and Ravana kidnapped her. And when they came back, Lakshman was thinking, you know, why did my brother do this? Why didn't he listen to me? And he thought, I should be the older brother. That's the problem. You know, yeah. Then the next thing was when Sita was rescued and Lord Ram told Lakshman, build a fire. I want Sita to walk through it to prove her purity. And Lakshman said, there's no need. She's pure, of course she's pure. And Ram said, no, do it. And Lakshman had to do it. But he was thinking, why? Why? If I was the older brother, we would not be doing this. And then finally Lord Ram wanted to banish Sita. I mean, these are all long stories, but just to keep it very brief. Lord Ram wanted to banish Sita. And Lakshman said, no, there's no need. Don't worry about what this washerman says. You know, there's always going to be someone who's going to talk about something. Don't worry. It's okay. And Lakshman said, and anyway, who's going to take Sita into the forest to banish her? No one's going to do that. And Ram said, Lakshman, you're wrong. Someone is going to do it. You're going to do it. Because you're my younger brother. And as the verse says here, Lakshman just had to remain silent. But after that third event, Lakshman decided, listen, in his mind, next time we appear, I'm going to be the older brother. And I'm going to make sure, you know, that things get worked out better. And so he did. This is what's stated here. He did. He appeared as Balaram. And Lord Balaram was, as the older brother, keeping a watchful eye on Krishna. However, despite that, still a few problems arose. You know, particularly Kaliya came. Lord Balaram was not there. It was his birthday. It was Balaram's appearance day. He was at home having a birthday party. Krishna went out on his own with the cowherd boys. He got caught by Kaliya. And everybody said, if Balaram had been there, it would never have happened. And then there was another incident. The cowherd boys got stolen. And, of course, people didn't really know what happened there. But Balaram figured it out. And he thought, you know, I should have been there. So when they appeared as Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda made sure he was really the older brother. Not just a few weeks or months or something like that. At least 12 years older. And, yeah, in this mood, this protective mood. It's a parental mood, actually, of being the older brother. Where's Jayapataka Maharaj? What to do? Well, you know, if time was there, a point I wanted to touch on was, well, I wanted to talk about the actual appearance of Lord Nityananda because it's very beautiful. But let me just say something about the meeting of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. It's very amazing. You know, Lord Nityananda, he appeared in Ekachakra, in the Radhadesh area where the Ganges doesn't flow. It's some distance, few hours drive from here. Lord Nityananda appeared there as the son of Hadai, Oja, and Padmavati on this day. And of course, when he appeared, actually, Chaitanya Charitamrita doesn't talk much about it at all. Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions a little bit. In Bhakti Ratnakara, there's a more detailed description of Lord Nityananda's appearance in the context of an old man explaining to Mother Janava, the main wife of Lord Nityananda, about the Lord's appearance. But basically he appeared, and of course he's very astonishing looking, beautiful child, incredible character, and everyone immediately became completely attached to him. When he first appeared, the ladies gathered and saw the just brand newborn child. And one of them said to another, is he a human being? Or is he a doll made out of effulgent golden butter? What is he? He just looked so incredible and golden colored, at least at that point. That's what the book says. And his teeth looked like little pearls, like little drops of milk or little pearls. And they looked so beautiful, pearl-like white color, that actually they made pearls look gray and dull, like shadows. So Lord Nityananda just captivated everyone completely. And his father Hadayoja was just couldn't be separated from him. Wherever he'd go, he'd take Nittai with him. And if somehow he couldn't, he'd come back very quickly to see Nittai. And all the village people, all of them every day they'd come. On a number of occasions, they just come to see Nittai. He was just the jewel of everyone's heart. We know during his childhood, with his friends, he would lead the enactment of dramas just every day, enacting different of Krishna and Balaram's pastimes. The marriage of Vasudeva and Devaki, the birth of Krishna, the appearance of Balaram. And everyone would watch these dramas. And when Lord Nityananda, when Krishna was the main person in the drama, he would play Krishna. And everyone would think, you know, he's just like Krishna. It's incredible. The way, you know, it's just like what we've heard. It's like Krishna. It's practically like Krishna's here. But when he played Balaram, for example, they played the killing of Dainukasura. Balaram kills Dainukasura. So when Lord Nityananda played Balaram, everyone thought, they didn't just think he's practically like Krishna. They thought, this is Balaram. This is Balaram present. Hare Krishna. Jai Pataka Maharaj Ki Jai. Sri Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai. I've just been rambling on while waiting for you to give everyone the nectar. I'll conclude. So, but finally, let me just conclude that, well, we should mention, there was a series of dramas of Ram Leela, all different parts of Ram Leela. And in one of those, Lord Nityananda was playing Lakshman, and Lakshman was attacked by Ravana. In the drama, the boy playing Ravana hit Lord Nityananda with a lotus flower. Take that. And Lord Nityananda, as Lakshman, became unconscious, flat out. He had told them, if I fall unconscious in this drama, then you can cry a bit, but then don't forget to tell Hanuman to go to the mountain and get the Sanjeevani herbs and bring them back to revive me. Don't forget that, because I'll remain unconscious until that happens. The boys forgot. There's Lord Nityananda so unconscious, it's like there are practically no symptoms of life at all. And they just became bewildered, and the adults were watching, because everyone would watch. And they became bewildered. And they're trying to revive Lord Nityananda and patting him and stroking him and saying things and doing whatever to revive him. But he wouldn't revive. Finally, one boy remembered, wait a minute, where's Hanuman? So the boy who was Hanuman went off, fought different demons on the way, as Ramayana describes, came back with the herbs, and revived Lord Nityananda. Oh, and everyone was so happy. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki. But, one day, when Lord Nityananda was 12, almost 13, one traveling sannyasi visited Ekachakra and stayed with Hadai Oja and Padmavati, a very nice devotee, and they're serving him very nicely. And after a little while, Hadai Oja said, you know, is there something I can do for you? I really would like to serve you, really do something substantial. And the sannyasi said, you know, I'm traveling around on my own. And now that you mention it, there is something I need. I really need an assistant. Let me take your Nittai with me. Hadai Oja could not refuse. So that devotee took Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda never returned to Ekachakra. And poor Hadai, Oja, and Padmavati, they were devastated. For months they didn't eat. They just sat there. And the whole village, everyone, just became completely overwhelmed in separation from Lord Nityananda. And eventually, actually, well, Hadai Oja and Padmavati, they passed away due to separation. And everyone just became so distressed, they abandoned the village. And Ekachakra became ruins. But Lord Nityananda, he was on pilgrimage. So he was on pilgrimage for 16 years, all over India. Finally, he stopped in Vrindavan and stayed there for some time. There are a couple of places in Vrajmandala where he stayed until Lord Chaitanya started the Sankirtan movement. When Lord Chaitanya started the Sankirtan movement, they say, well, Lord Nityananda was in Vrajmandala. Some say he was at Radhakund. And when he understood Lord Chaitanya had started the Sankirtan movement, he roared so loudly, the whole universe shook. It is probably, you know, the Portuguese were in India at the time, and there are Portuguese histories which talk about Lord Chaitanya. They're just secular Portuguese records, and they mention Lord Chaitanya. Maybe they mention this roaring of Lord Nityananda, because it shook the universe. And then Lord Nityananda left Vrindavan, came back here to Navadweep, and joined Lord Chaitanya in the Sankirtan movement. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki. Shankar Premanande. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.